Okay, Roy Cook, one of the two boxers who will represent Dominica at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. You've had a few training sessions, most recently yesterday at a local gym here in Australia. Roy, how are preparations shaping up for you as we prepare for the Commonwealth Games?
Preparations. I'm shaping up good. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling fit. Just getting used to the climate. And that's it, really. That's out there to go and do my best and make everybody happy, hopefully. So.
Okay, Roy, you had a stint in England before you arrived in Australia. How did that help with your preparations?
That helped a lot. I had a few weeks in England training, preparing for the games, which I strongly needed. I would say I needed a bit more, but half a loaf of bread is better than none. So I'm feeling confident and I'm feeling happy that I got the chance and the opportunity to represent my country. So that's it, really. There's nothing more. Besides wanting to tell everybody thank you for the support, the Olympic Committee, the Boxing Association, the Job, the coaches, Job, Mark Neal, and everybody else that helped along the way. That's it.
And you've been training with the husband, the coach of Valerie and Spicer. How much of an influence has he had on your progress so far?
I think he has done a great job. I actually needed to work with him based on him going into the room with me. I needed to get some sort of connection with him, which I think we did. And he's a good coach. What can I say? He's a great coach, actually, I believe. So it's just a matter of going and get the fight done now. That's it.
Okay. Your game plan heading into these fights, I mean, you know, we're coming up against some of the top boxers in the world. You know, a lot of people might probably be intimidated by those kind of the names that you might be fighting, but how would you tend to approach, you know, these fights?
And let's go and fight. That's it. I have no fear. I'm just going to fight and represent my country. That's what I'm there for. So that's the mission at hand. I have no fear for no country, no name. It's between me and you in the ring, so that's all it is.
And in terms of the experiences, the different techniques that you've been exposed to over the last, 4 or 5 weeks, both in England and in Australia, any, you know, marked differences between the training techniques that you had at your disposal in Dominica?
I think the training, like boxing, requires a lot more training than the average person thinks. It takes a lot to be a boxer. Like, you have to be on it 24/7. You have to have a certain amount of fights. You have to get certain quality types of sparring. And it has to be something that's going on all year round in purpose to prepare for a game like this. So I think what I did, I think it's better than doing nothing. So I'm happy with myself and I'm feeling confident. So that's the most important thing.
And you're happy with your weight and everything in terms of your strength and everything?
Yeah, pretty much. I had a long run this morning. My weight is looking good, so I have nothing to worry about, really.
And Roy, something that I've really noticed, you know, not just with the boxers, but even with the athletes and with the cyclists in Bram, nutrition has changed, you know, in terms of what you're being told to eat and stuff along those lines.
Well, based on for me as a boxer, I have to always balance my diet. So I have to have a strict diet of balance because boxing is all about weight, how much you weigh, what you fight, what division you're fighting, so on and so forth. So based on the cyclist, you would have the same thing. So there's nutrition, which we do really have that as athletes in Dominica, back in our country. But, I mean, coming over here, we've seen nutrition and we being a part of these big games, you get different diets and different things that people could help you with, which we don't really get back home. So it's a big difference. It's a huge difference for us, or most athletes, I would think, if they took advantage of what's been placed in front of them. So
going back home, Roy, my final question to you, going back home, what will be your message now, given your experience, your upcoming experience at the Commonwealth Games, what will be your message going back home to your fellow boxers?
To keep on working and nothing is impossible. You can achieve any dream you want to. Everything takes time. So that's it. That's my message to them. Just keep on working.